where you
you take one of these energies and you measure the difference from it. So here, FCC is chosen. FCC is then horizontal because we're measuring the differences from FCC. And then this is a HCP and BCC crystal structures for silver atoms, and the green line is the liquid. So by looking at this, we would say that that silver should be an FCC crystal until this temperature, and then above that would be a liquid.
Let me try to run the... So that temperature turns out to be 1300 degrees. And then if you know the free energy, you can differentiate it to get the entropy. And so this is the entropy of that system. And this is a plot of the enthalpy. And the enthalpy is what would happen if you held pressure constant and entropy constant. That gives you the enthalpy. And for solids, the enthalpy is closely related to the internal energy, because for solids, the volume doesn't change much when you change the pressure. So the difference between if you have a system and you're holding the entropy constant and the volume constant, then it will go to a minimum of internal energy. And you add energy in the form of heat to heat it up, and that will increase the internal energy. But if you don't hold it at constant, if you hold it at constant pressure, and you, if you hold it at constant pressure and you add energy to heat it up, what will happen is that it will, some of the energy that you need to heat it up goes into the phonon modes of the system, and some of it goes into the work that you need to push back the constant pressure. The volume will increase as you heat it up. So the volume will increase, and it's held at constant pressure, so you do work the increase in volume times the pressure. And so some of the energy that you add to it is doing that work. And if you measure how much energy you need to change the temperature at constant pressure, then what you measure is the CP, the heat capacity at constant pressure. And this is usually what's measured in experiments. So if you know the enthalpy, you take the derivative of it with respect to temperature, and you get the specific heat. That the enthalpy for solids is almost the same as the internal energy, because the solids expand like one part in a million. I mean, they don't expand very much when you heat them up. So they don't do very much work. So that contribution is pretty small. The enthalpy is almost the internal energy, and the CP is almost CD, the derivative of the internal energy with respect to the temperature. So CV would be the specific heat at constant volume, and CP is the specific heat at constant pressure. And solid-state physicists usually use them pretty interchangeably. So we often calculate CV because it's easier to calculate, but measure CP. But at any rate, this is a measurable quantity, and you can see in it quite clearly the phase transition. And it's got this peak in it that has to do with the latent heat. There's a latent heat in this phase transition, so you get a peak in the specific heat. All right, so there's other atoms here. Let me try to randomly pick a heavier one. What's heavy? This is heavy. And when you look at the heavy ones at the different phases, you see first this black one has got the lowest energy, and then the red one, it looks like maybe the blue one, and then the green one. And that's clearer if you then differentiate and get the entropy. You see these jumps. So this is a phase transition, and this is another one, and this is another one. And these are then, all these phase transitions were calculated by starting out with, what do we have? Neptunium, I think, NP. And you take the atoms and you put them on different lattices. So in this case, there's an orthorhombic lattice, there's a tetragonal lattice, there's a BCC lattice. You calculate then the electron dispersion relationship for this atom on that lattice and the phonon dispersion relationships for the phonons of this atom on this lattice. You get the two density of states, you calculate the free energy, and you plot that for the different lattices. And the one with the lowest free energy is the one that will be observed, and you see these phase transitions like that. So this is the entropy, and then you would see it pretty clearly in the specific heat. If you measure the specific heat, these are all first-order phase transitions with a latent heat. So you see these different steps in the specific heat with the peaks when you could measure this latent heat. Okay, so we have here the data for all the elements. This is taken from something called the Scientific Group Thermodata Europe. It's a consortium of different research institutes, and they actually sell databases for different materials. They calculate, this is a lot of work to do these calculations, so they calculate the phonon density of states, the electron density of states, and they do experiments, and they get the free energy for all kinds of different materials, and then they sell access to this database to industry or people who are interested to it. But they provide for free the elements, so you can see basically what they do. And okay, so these are the free energies for the different elements.